Appreciate that he is, amen, he's not somebody that just simply takes, but he's also someone that gives. And the gifts that he gives, amen, that he gives to us, amen, are good gifts. Amen. The Father desireth nothing more than to give us, amen, those things that are going to benefit us, amen, to the furtherance of his kingdom, amen, and for our life eternal. Amen. He's not going to give us something in this life, amen, simply, amen, that's going to hinder us, amen, from making it to glory. But instead, he gives us something, amen, that will help us endure the pain and the suffering that we might experience on this earth, amen, to further, amen, our joy, amen, whenever we receive, amen, the glory, amen, that God has in store for us. Amen. Amen tonight. Let's turn over to Ezekiel chapter number 47. Going to get right in the Word tonight. Amen. Pray that my voice will hold out, that it will endure. Amen. Ezekiel chapter number 47, starting in verse number 1. Whenever you find that, please stand for the reading of God's Word tonight. Amen. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood towards the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looked eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankle. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. I want to pause here for just a moment. I want us to realize something. Is this man that goes out and measures, amen, he goes out and he goes to the place where he's fixing to bring this man. He goes and shows him the depth that he is in. This is a type, we could look at it as a type of Christ going before us. And whenever he would go before him, then he would turn and go back and get him and then take him to that place. And as he would place him there, he would go out before him yet again. We find that they got to the point where it was no longer just something that was at the ankle, but it was something that they could swim in. Something that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? That he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. They're out in a place where it cannot be done. Nothing else can be done but simply just swim. They can't touch the bottom. Me and Brother Jason here a few weekends ago was out in the lake, and we thought we was in a place that was deep. It was a place that there was, that it wasn't shallow. We find ourselves running ashore a long ways from the shore. From a great distance from the edge of the water, all of a sudden, Brother Rick, it was kind of like how me and you were. We was going, except it was dark. We were in the daylight, and we could see a good ways off from the bank, and all of a sudden, the boat stops. This man wasn't in a place where he could touch bottom. He was completely engulfed. We've got to get to a place where we're completely engulfed in the power and the presence of God. Amen. Verse number 7, after they had returned to the edge of the river there, it says, Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said to me, These waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. How many knows what the sea, what kind of waters the sea has? Salty waters. Nothing can grow near the salty waters. Go to the beach. What's there? Nothing but sand. Why is that? Because the sea and the salt in the water has killed everything around it. Amen. We kind of get a picture here. Amen. He says, "And the waters shall be healed, and it shall come to pass that everything that liveth which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whether the river cometh." That river of life. Amen. Speaking of Jesus Christ, whenever he comes to bring life. Not to bring destruction to our lives. Amen. Because in the beginning, amen, when God created this earth, he wanted it to be, amen, pure and to be holy. He wanted to have communion with man. But man decided, amen, to have their own way, to partake of the forbidden fruit. And thence it caused death and caused separation with God. And since that moment, God had no other desire but then to have that relationship healed. And to have it brought back to the position that it was supposed to be. And henceforth where Jesus Christ came and gave his life. Amen. He is the typology. Amen. Of this river. Amen. Where the things that are dead, he comes to give us life. Amen. Whenever we begin to face circumstances, he's that river of life to bring forth that healing. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer here tonight. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come into your house. God, that we might worship you, glorify you, and give you honor. We pray that you'd have your way and your will in this, in your word. God, in this service here tonight, that you would be made manifest. God, I pray that you touch my mind, my heart, Lord, and my lips, that I might speak the words that you have spoken to me. God, I pray that you draw each and every one of our hearts to this altar, that we might be changed and altered from the, amen, the position that we came from. God, that we would be, amen, leave this place different. And a closer walk with you. In your holy name we pray, and the church said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Thank you for enduring the long, lengthy scriptures I read. Amen. For the opening text. Now I'm going to preach for just a little bit. Amen. To us on this simple fact, simple thought, the life giver. What we find is this place, amen, here in Ezekiel, amen, they're talking about this river. This river came out by the throne and then it went down by the altar, and we can get into a whole host of things of he seen where the water came from. How many's ever went and seen a spring coming up out of the ground? He's seen the source. And he didn't quite realize where it was going when he seen it at this point in this place. But as we find, as he comes out of the house and he's out by the brink of the river, and he begins to talk about as where it came from. It came from out, and it was going out into the country. It was going eastward, and as it began to no longer just a stream or just simply a puddle of water, but now it was to a place where it was a great river. And this great river went out and it touched everything. And everything it touched had life. Now, I'm here to tell you here this morning, or this evening, amen. Get my night and day mixed up here. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight that Jesus Christ, amen, has in some way, some fashion, has touched each and every one of our lives. In some point in time. Some of us are still in the way. Still in the waters. Amen. Allowing God to change us. And Pastor said something the other night that really challenged me. He said, the closer, amen, that we get, and the longer that we're in this Christian life, the more light we have to have. And that light, amen. I thought about that all week since he's mentioned that, is more of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is what's going to identify, amen, the issues, amen, and the problems that's in our lives. He will help amplify them so that we can be changed, amen, in the light. That we might have life and we might continue to have it more abundantly. Because I'm here to tell you that once you experience Jesus Christ, you know the life that you're supposed to be in. Amen, the light you're supposed to walk therein. But so many times when we have that experience, we come down and we have an emotional experience. Amen. And then we walk out and we hope for it to carry us through another year. But I'm here to tell you tonight that it's got to be a daily walk. It's got to be something that we emotionally, amen, tie into. Amen. Day in and day out. Amen. That we allow the Spirit and the presence of God to move in our life. Anywhere there is water that is not moving, it becomes stagnant. Anything that drinks, amen, of stagnant water, amen, becomes sick. Anything that becomes sick of continually taking and supping out of that same pool, amen, that is stagnant, then becomes dead. If you simply just feel satisfied and drinking in an old stagnant pool, amen, your life's not getting any better. Amen, it seems bitter. Amen, it doesn't seem sweet anymore. It's time that we find that place where the giver of life, amen, has a desire to touch, amen, our hearts and our lives and bring us back to the place He wants us to be in. We find in Job chapter number 14 and verse number 7, Job had been through a lot at this point. He lost everything. And he makes this statement. He said, "For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again. And the tender branch thereof will not cease, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground." Verse number 9. "Yet though the scent of water..." Amen. How many's ever smelt the rain coming? Amen. I'm here to tell us here tonight. Amen. The rain from heaven. Amen. There might be some things in your life, amen, that might seem dead. Amen. A relationship, amen, with God that might have grown cold. Amen. Or maybe even something that's never even been there yet. But I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, I can smell the rain coming. Amen. The water is coming to bring forth life. Amen. That we might be able to live in a position we've never been able to live before. Amen. Healing can come. Salvation can come. Freedom from bonds can come. If we'll simply begin to realize, amen, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has no other desire than to see us saved. Amen. To see and give us life. Amen. It says, "Yet though the scent, through the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth blouts like a plant. It will spring forth, amen, leaves, and show forth that it has life." Here not too long ago, I sprayed all the weeds around the house. Got the old Roundup up and put in the dosage that was required, plus a cup. I wanted it to be dead. Brother Matthew, you know, as I was going around there and spraying everything, saying, "Die, die, die. No more weed eating." 3 weeks ago, everywhere I all turned brown. Not going to have to weed eat there. You know, there are still other places I have to weed eat that I'm not allowed to round up. So, I get out the weed eater yesterday, and I'm weed eating around the areas that I'm not supposed to round up. And lo and behold, I passed by a place I had sprayed previously, and I was looking there, and I'm telling you, you're not going to believe what was sticking its ugly head up. Was some green. You know, the thing of it is, everything else around it was dead. But yet there was, because there was green there, it showed forth life. Whenever that tree might seem completely dead and wasted away, all of a sudden the scent of rain, scent of water, causes it to spring forth. And whenever you see green on a tree, or even the buds, what's the first thing you think about? Hey, that tree's alive. It might look dead all winter long. Me and Dad, Saturday, we walked those trees. Wednesday, I was out there looking at some trees, and I got some that's dying. Already dead. You know, but they show forth that there's rot there. But the thing is, I could cut those trees down tomorrow. 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years down the road. If I don't remove that stump, life will spring back up next to that. Something out of the root of that tree will spring forth life. So even though, church, you might have something in your life that seems dead, seems like there's no relationship there anymore, that you have simply cannot get through or get in touch with the Father, just tell you, there's rain in the forecast. The life giver is on his way. He just simply wants us to acknowledge him. He wants us to find, amen, the reality that we need him. And if we will accept him, he will bring forth life. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, church, he has no greater desire than to see you brought back into the fold. He tells the story how the shepherd left the 99 that was safe and that was in the fold. Go find the one that was lost. I'm here to tell you tonight, the Father is out seeking the one, amen, that is hiding. He's not just simply looking about amongst where it's easy to go through, but instead he's going through the briars. He's climbing the cliffs. He's knocking on hearts' doors saying, won't you please come out? I have a desire to bring you back into the fold. I want to see you brought into health. I want to bind up the wounds that you have experienced by the world. Amen. They might have treated you rough. They might have treated you wrong, but I'm here to tell you tonight, I have one desire, and that's to give life, to bind up the wounds that the world has stricken upon you, to bring forth the love and the joy that the Father, amen, desires to give unto thee. We find in Romans, but God commandeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, while we were yet doing what we knew we weren't supposed to do, while we were yet going about spitting in the face of God himself, amen, thumbing our nose at him and telling him, I know what's best. It says here, latter part of this verse, Romans 5 and 8 says, Christ died for us. Someone that knew exactly what I would do and what I was doing decided to continue to lay his life, amen, upon an old rugged cross so that I might have life. He is a giver of life. Amen. Whenever things, amen, in our life seems like they're turned upside down. Amen. If I'm engulfed in sin, I don't feel like I can get out. I don't feel like I'm worthy. Guess what, church? He died, amen, that we might have life. Romans 5 and 12 says, For if by one man offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace, the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offenses of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Anybody know that man's name? His name was Adam, which meant man. You know, Jesus Christ, here even this night, is walking up and down the corridors of hearts, crying out, man, Adam, Adam, man, woman, or child, mankind. He's calling out and wanting to have that relationship. Yet once again, but so many times when we hear that sweet voice, that the voice of forgiveness, the voice of love, we're no better than Adam and Eve, and we go run and we hide ourselves from God. Because one, we're ashamed of what we are and what we've become, and we don't feel we're worthy. I'm here to tell you tonight that Jesus Christ, the Father, has no other desire than to say, I am the giver of life. Amen. We find here, verse number 19, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that office might abound. But where sin abound, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm here to tell you, if you're sin stricken, amen, and lost, amen, and undone, He is the giver of life in that situation. He specializes in giving life where sin has caused nothing but death and destruction. He has a desire, amen, because He gave His life for knowing, amen, that you would sin, that you would be born into sin, the things that what you would do. He decided to send grace, amen, and grace doth abound, amen, the much more, even when we're lost and undone, He keeps extending His love, saying, my child, won't you please come back home? We can find in Acts chapter number 16 and verse 22, and the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. When they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. I've always thought that was strange that they charged the jailer to keep them safely after they just finished abusing them, beating them, mistreating them. Here, lock these boys up safely. Sometimes, feels like that's all the world's doing. Everything's coming against us. It's just the world's against me. I've been dealt a bad deck of cards, or I've got nothing but lemons. Well, if you just get Jesus Christ in your life, allow Him to begin to change and begin to challenge your thinking, you would no longer see the painful things as they are. He would begin to turn those pain things, those things that bring nothing but pain, and begin to bring life through them. And all of a sudden, instead of realizing all the pain that I'm experiencing, I'm all of a sudden realizing the great opportunity that I have for grace and mercy to work, not only in my life, but my life through into someone else's. Amen. When we're sitting in a doctor's office, Brother Matthew, and they say, hey, don't worry about coming back and talking to us about this foot, it's okay. We can begin to express and begin to have that testimony of what God has done, how He's brought you through, how He can bring forth the life that we need. We find that Paul and Silas, we all know the story, as they prayed at midnight and sang songs after they had been beaten, abused, and mistreated. Our first thing would have been was complaining about the one that hit us first. Oh man. If I'd have seen old Joe going to swing at me, I'd have threw up my arm and I'd have gave it to him. That's what our mentality is. Paul and Silas didn't. They didn't even have nobody there to bind up their wounds. They were locked in stocks. Best they could hope for is that the rat that was down there chewing at their feet didn't have rabies. Amen. Sister Lindsay, watch out for that mouse. Amen. Little inside story there. Amen. We find that the presence of God, as they begin to sing and pray. Amen. And it says, and the prisoners heard them. They weren't simply whispering a prayer. Now, Lord Jesus, please help me. Oh, in the sweet by and by. No, they weren't whispering their song or whispering their prayer. Amen. They were men that prayed. Amen. They weren't afraid if they were staying at somebody's house that night and that if their prayers woke up the whole house. Because guess what? They were trying to touch heaven. I can remember as a child, amen, amen, staying over at my grandma and grandpa, laying in there in the spare bedroom, and all of a sudden, I would hear grandma, and it sounded like she was talking to somebody. But I could also hear grandpa in the other room. And I was thinking, who in the world are they talking to? And I could begin to hear them calling out the name of their grandchildren and their children and begin to pray and cry out to God. Next thing I know, they were speaking in tongues. Sometimes grandma would break out in a song. Amen. How many times, amen, does our children wake up? Because we're doing the same. Paul and Silas, that's what they were doing. They were experiencing, amen, the power, amen, that God would give them in the midst of pain. They could find life. We find that all their bands were loosed and the whole prison. All the gates were opened. When Paul was shipwrecked, amen, he found strength in knowing that an angel stood by him that night. Amen. We find John, when he was on the Isle of Patmos, amen, he was able to experience the Lord and the presence of God on the Lord's day. Amen. Every day. Amen. We find that John had an experience with Jesus Christ because he knew who he was. Amen. And what he could do. We find that there was a woman with an issue of blood that began to crawl. Amen. Just to touch the hem of his garment. If people would have known she was there, amen, by all rights of the law, they could have stoned her and cast her out. But instead, she said, I'm going to touch just the hem of his garment. People in those days wore robes. Everyone looked the same for the most part. Everybody had to walk pretty much everywhere they went. The edge of the garment was just as dirty as their feet. They walked the paths that of which the Romans had trod. The Romans all had horses. We all know what horses do when they're going down the road. This woman was so desperate to just touch just the hem, Rick. Just the hem. Just the bottom, outer parts of his garment. She was down upon her hands and her knees. How desperate are you? Experience the life giver tonight. Are you willing to be as Paul was? As he was a prisoner, had just escaped, amen, the waters that could have very easily consumed his life. But instead of simply being there and being the prisoner and saying, oh, you know, I'm just a prisoner. I'm not supposed to make fires or do any of this. He's out gathering lumber, Brother Matthew, and he's stoking the fire to be that light, to draw others in, to show them where the safety was. All of his captors, he was showing them where he could be found. We find that as he is stoking fire, a viper comes out of the flames and strikes his hand. He picks it up and shakes it off and goes about business as usual, because he knew the giver of life. And here tonight, amen, the world might have its teeth sunk in you, and it might be hold of you, and it's not wanting to let go. But I'm here to tell you, if you will begin to get around the fire, amen, of God, and let the Holy Ghost begin to remove the things that have attached itself to you, you can be free. Sister Lindsay, if you be thinking about a song, I'm here to tell us tonight the life giver is in the house. Amen. When pain comes against us, when sickness, amen, begins to plague our bodies. Amen. Whenever it seems like every misfortune that could come our way has came our way. I'm here to tell you tonight that the life giver is up around these altars here tonight. Amen. The scent, amen, of water, amen, is in the air. God himself wants to bring you out of this world into his marvelous light. Amen. And let you experience life eternal. That only will happen, church, if we're willing to humble ourselves. Therefore, I'm going to read this in closing. Romans chapter 5, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have peace here tonight? Do you have peace like a river? Honestly, think about it. Do you have peace? I can tell you out of some of the circumstances I've experienced, Pastor, there's been moments I felt like I didn't have any peace. Looked at the scripture, and I find that it says, therefore, being justified by faith, Who's the one that justified for me? We read previously it was Jesus Christ brought forth that justification. Hallelujah. It wasn't something I could find. I couldn't justify myself. I was able to be justified, Sister Sarah, because of Jesus Christ. And then I, in turn, can stand and look and say, I'm justified by faith. And I can have peace like a river in the midst of my storm. Verse number 2, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we shall stand. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not so only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And hope, church, maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Whenever you're saved and you walk in the fullness of God, amen, and you begin to walk closer to Him. Sister Sarah was saying, you know, it gets sweeter the closer I get with Him. He's never changed. He just becomes more valuable. We're able to experience that value in the Holy Ghost with the Father. Church, stand with me here tonight. As Sister Lindsay begins to sing, I want us to begin to ask ourselves, do I have peace? Do I have the life giver? Here tonight, if you simply say, well, I know the life giver. That's not what I asked. I didn't know if you knew Him. I asked if you have Him. Find Him is up here at these altars. Amen. Here is the place and your opportunity to get your life back. Because guess what? He's the life giver. Amen. Church, if you come around these altars here right now, amen, find yourself a place to pray and say, Lord, here's my life. Take it.